Hi, I'm Kara.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome to
Skip to the Good Part.
Well, today...
Well, we got a really special guest today. It's Kara.
It's me.
It's her.
It's me.
Yeah. So we get to delight in what is Kara's brand new book that's coming out on January 31st.
Yes.
Actually, today.
Yes.
Called...
The Second You're Single.
The Second You're Single. BuzzFeed ranked it number 8 of the top 33 books coming out in romance this year.
Woohoo!
2023. It just became an editor's pick on Amazon. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I can't. It's like a humble brag.
All right, I'm going to have a... I need a fangirl moment.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I love you.
Oh,
and that's it. I just love you.
Aw, isn't he the best?
No,
I love you too.
Come on. No, but it's, well, thank you for that. It's really amazing. For someone who watches Kara work behind the scenes, for those of you who are not actual authors, the amount of work, the amount of dedication, the focus, it's incredibly intense. And the fact that she's able to create a piece of art that will be enjoyed by many, many, many people out there. It's really kind of remarkable. Just, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know how she does it, but you know, she's typing thousands of words a day and it's,
Lots of coffee. That's how I do it. Extra coffee, double, triple shots. That's so much coffee.
Well, you know, apparently with your Instagram reels, it's coffee with Monster poured in it.
I know. That's right. Sometimes. I mean, is it deadline time? Maybe.
Well, we're super excited about the book. Full disclosure, I read the book and I...
He's contractually obligated as my husband.
I was flying around and I read, you know, I read a bunch of stuff, normally not in comedic writing or in romance, but I'll read a bunch of stuff and... Normally, it's hard to get me to laugh, but in this book, there were several points where I was actually just crying with laughter. It was,
I got him.
Yeah, it was great. Absolutely fantastic. And people were looking at me on the plane weird because I'm just,
that's what you want,
cracking up all by myself. Anyway, excellent piece of work, honey.
Oh,
I mean, seriously,
thanks, babe.
It's astonishing and just wonderful. So proud of you and so excited to share.
Yeah.
Some of this with the peeps.
Yeah.
Out there.
I'm going to do a little reading today. Just a couple of quick words about The Second You're Single. It's a second chance romance. It's really the core of the story is about, Sora, who gives up on love, and pretty much exactly at the moment she gives up on love, she meets the perfect man, which happens. And I think it happens a lot in real life. Once you're like, I'm done with this. I'm not looking anymore. I'm done.
Yeah,
and lo and behold, love finds you. Love's like
a real life trope.
Right. Well, you may be done with love, but love might not be done with you.
That's how I found you, babe.
That's right.
I was kind of all ready to pack it in.
That's right.
And then look who pops up.
Woohoo. It's me. All right. Well, this excerpt is from chapter one. So I'm just starting chapter one.
Woo-hoo. All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Valentine's Day has snuck up on me like a porch pirate. It's not even February yet, but my inbox is filled with promotions for gourmet chocolate, personalized champagne flutes, and romantic weekend getaways for two. I'm in my warm bed, aka my office, as I scroll through email on my phone. I'll sit here until I can work up the energy to commute to my conference room, the kitchen table, for my first Zoom meeting of the day. I scroll past pink hearts, feeling the usual disgust rise in me, as my brown and white rescue pit, Larry, lays at my feet in my modest Lakeview condo. There's no end to the absurdity of the Valentine's emails. Hot stone massage for two, matching heart print underwear, romantic getaway in a forest pod. Just what the hell is a forest pod? I click on the promotion. Oh, a lighted tent hanging from a tree with two pairs of adorable bare feet hanging out of it. Why is this a thing? Who wants to vacation in a piñata for bears? I hate Valentine's Day and the giant commercial love machine that fuels it. Of course, this may or may not have something to do with the fact that Dan left me. Or technically, since I left Dan. Dan was fine keeping on having weekend night sex with me, as long as I didn't mind he had a wife and kids and a house in the suburbs. I kind of did, though. I guess I'm too hung up on the details. Call me the can't see the forest for the serial cheater. I had no idea he was married, for the record. Of course, we never went out on weekends, sure, but that was because he worked Friday and Saturday, or so he told me, pursuing his dream of being a DJ by playing faded pop hits at suburban bar mitzvahs. Of course, that changed one Saturday when I decided to surprise him by showing up at Destiny Forever Banquet Hall in the far northwestern burbs. Except there was no bar mitzvah there, no DJ, and definitely no Dan. He'd been forced to admit his double life and that the reason we didn't hang out on the weekends was because he coached Little League basketball. "Are you even a DJ?" I had asked, appalled. Turned out his DJ career was a lie, too. I'd been dating a man who wasn't only married, but whose dream job was to be a has-been 41-year-old DJ. It's like his lies didn't even have ambition. I kick my feet off the edge of my bed and slip into my fuzzy purple slippers, noting that the Arctic tundra that is Chicago in January has already begun to freeze the condensation inside my windows. I hate my drafty vintage condo, but also despise putting on shoes and leaving it, which I think pretty much sums up my life angst. Larry, realizing I'm headed to the kitchen, otherwise known as the place where his treats are stored, jumps off the bed and follows me, wagging his brown and white tail. As I brew my K-cup coffee, he leans into the back of my knee. I carry my steaming cup of coffee to the kitchen table where I sit up and boot my ailing laptop. As my laptop blinks on, more Valentine's ads assault me. I groan, bitter. I want to boycott Valentine's Day. Hell, I want to boycott love in general. I start typing. Does Valentine's Day make you want to vomit? Do you wonder why you don't have someone to share matching underwear with? Or who will hang from a tripod with you so that you both become a perfectly pre-packaged dinner for grizzly bears? You're not alone. This year, we should all go on a dating cleanse. Goodbye, dry January. Hello, solo February. Hashtag go solo. As I type, I feel energized. My video invite dings then, announcing the beginnings of the meeting with my editor, Ariel. Yes, she was named after a font. She works out of a glossy downtown Chicago high-rise, and I can see the amazing view of Lake Michigan behind her. She runs the online version of Slick, a women's fashion magazine that dabbles in advice on perfecting blowjob techniques and wearing the perfect outfit for your better-than-average one-night stand. You know, I'm just doing my part for feminism. Ariel looks amazing as usual in an expensive-looking blazer from the designer Freebie Closet and her cinnamon brown hair slicked back in the latest twisted fashion. Sora, good morning? Ariel speaks in questions and ends her sentences in a lilt. She claims it's because she lived in Scotland for a year after graduation. I think it's because she just hates being a boss and telling people what to do. The question at the end makes it sound like she's politely asking me to do something instead of telling me I have to do it. So I was thinking we might shelve Don't Be Basic with Your Gym Bag and instead focus on top five mascaras that will make your ex beg to have you back? Yeah, no problem. I say, even though it means 5 hours of work already down the drain. My Japanese-American mom always taught me to be agreeable. Instead of squeaky wheel gets the grease, she would always say, the nail that sticks out gets hammered down. Still, the whole mascara article bothers me. I imagine myself slathering on expensive makeup in the desperate hope of making Dan jealous. You don't seem excited? Ariel questions, cocking her head to one side on my screen. No, I am. Lie. It's a great story. Fantastic story. It's so relevant. I'm so glad you pitched it to me. I take a deep breath. I glance at the open document on my screen. I do have another idea, I begin, even as I hear Mom's voice in my head. Don't be the nail. You know how there's dry January? What if we pushed solo February? Ariel wrinkles her brow. What do you mean solo? As in stay single February, abstinence February, love-free February? I love it, Sora. Yes, yes, yes. We could make it a secret confessional series. At the mention of the secret confessional series, I suddenly feel uneasy. Past confessions have included why I can't stop having sex on the subway, and I'm addicted to facials for my butt. Do I want to have my story among them? Do I really want to write about my personal life for the readers of Slick? Part of me worries that they're like the cool girls in school, just making fun of me behind my back. This could be really great, though, like a big break. You have to do it, have to? I'll do it, I tell Ariel, hoping I haven't made a giant mistake, that I'm not the nail sticking out, waiting to be hammered down.
That was awesome. Really, seriously, that was awesome. I had to mute my mic to so that I wasn't interrupting.
The laugh track.
With the laugh track.
Laugh track of my life.
No, seriously, that was really good.
All right, well.
Hey, it's out today.
Yep, out today. Grab, you know, in the show notes, there's the links to buy.
Yes, absolutely. You can order it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any of the
or your local, support your local indie bookstore. We love indie bookstores.
We sure do. So enjoy it. I really did. I can't endorse it enough, not just because I'm in love with the author, but because it actually is a great story. And it's just so well done. So
thanks,
hope you all enjoy it. Of course. My gosh. You know, I'm not gonna make this stuff up. I got my reputation on the line. This is really good.
That's right.
So hope you all enjoy it and looking forward to more works from you.
That's all. Thanks. I'll get to work. More coffee. More coffee, please.
Woo-hoo. Love you, babe.
Love you.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for listening and we'll catch you in the next time.
See you next time.